Perech Ches Mishnah Gimel. Ein Mochrin Perech Shvius, Lo B'mida, V'lo B'mishkal, V'lo B'minyan. You're not allowed to sell Shvius produce in a normal fashion. You can't sell it by measurement, by weight, or by count. The Rash quotes from the Yerushalmi that this is in order to make sure that people are going to sell Shvius at a lower price than the normal market value. Or the Rav says that it's in order, additionally, to make sure that people are not going to act lightly with Kedusha Shvius, they're not going to be mezalzel in it, and we ensure that by making sure that they don't sell it through normal means of sale. V'lo te'enim b'minyan, v'lo yarak b'mishkal, you can't sell figs by count, or vegetables by weight. As the Tosfos Yontif explains, even though these are things, let's say te'enim, figs are not, normally not sold by count, they're normally sold by weight. Even though it's not normal to sell them by count, you can't sell even them by count in Shvius, you can't sell any pair of Shvius by count. And Yarek B'mishkal is the same thing, even though Yarek is normally sold by count and not by weight, you cannot even sell it by weight during Shvius. V'shamei omrim aflo agudos, you also cannot sell vegetables in bundles. That's a normal method of sale. If it is something which is normally bundled up in the home, so then you're allowed to bundle it up for sale in the shuk because the bundling is not something recognizable as being done exclusively for commercial purposes or for the sake of selling it, since you would bundle it up in the home as well. That which you are normally going to bind up in the home, Ogdino Sobashuk, you're allowed to bind it up in the marketplace as well. Kigon, Hakreshin, Venetzacholov, those things that we encountered in the beginning of Perek Zayin. Mishnah Dalet. Homer Lapoel, if a person says to a worker, Halaf Isarzeh, take this coin, Vilakait Li Yarak Hayom, and go gather up for me a vegetable which is a Shvius produce today. Skarim Mutter, he is allowed to benefit from that coin. That coin does not take upon itself Dmei Shvius, it doesn't become Shvius coinage, because this was not money given for buying the Shvius produce, it was money given as Skar Tircha, as a reimbursement for the effort that this poll goes through in order to procure the Shvius produce. However, if he says, Laket libo yarakayom, if he says, go gather for me a vegetable with this coin, bo, then skar aser, then the coin becomes Dmei Shvius because the coin was designated as, through this language, the coin was designated as payment for the Peros Shvius. If a person acquires from a baker a loaf of bread for the value of a punyon, and he says, Kisha elkot yarko sade avilach, when I gather up some vegetables from the field, I will bring them for you, presumably in lieu of payment. Mutter, that is mutter, that isn't considered to be schara with peros shvius. That's simply a gift from that which is readily accessible, is not payment with Peros Shvius. Lokach men ustam, if a person buys something without any stipulation, lo yishalim lo Dmei Shvius, he should not pay for it. If he bought this loaf of bread without any stipulation, then he has an obligation of paying back the value of the loaf of bread, so he shouldn't pay for it with Dmei Shvius. Shein Porin Cho mit Dmei Shvius. A person under normal circumstances is not allowed to pay back a loan with Dmei Shvius. That gives the appearance of engaging in scoring commercial activity with Peros Shvius.